I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Lots of high school events going on today. Ithaca baseball is home against Kickapoo in the Ridge and Valley. Also today, Weston has a JV baseball game at home in Casanova versus Brookwood. A busy day for Riverdale Sports. Their track teams will be at Southwestern this afternoon. There is varsity softball at Soldiers Memorial Park in Mineral Point. The Chieftains taking on the Pointers this afternoon, and Riverdale baseball is doing battle in a non-conference game against Belmont. River Valley tonight's schedule includes softball. They'll be home against Platteville, and soccer. Richland Center's soccer team is playing host to River Valley this afternoon. For Richland Center's softball, they're at Prairie du Chien. Bluffview Middle School, the site of tonight's battle. And in golf action, Quail Run Golf will host a JV boys scramble this afternoon. Going on this week, and the very big weekend that it is in high school sports, getting tuned up for the upcoming conference, regionals, and sectionals. Track teams will be a part of the River Valley Invitational on Friday night. Boscobel, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo Lafarge, Lancaster, Platteville, Richland Center, River Ridge, Riverdale, Viroqua, all will be at the River Valley track on Friday night. And Ithaca hosting a couple of triangulars, their annual Bulldog Triangulars on Saturday. Baseball has some good matchups. Richland Center, Southwestern will be there as well against the Ithaca Bulldogs. Ithaca plays Southwestern in the first game, followed by Richland Center and Southwestern, and Ithaca and Richland Center meeting a little bit later on in the afternoon. And the softball tournament has Ithaca hosting against Hillsboro and Richland Center. Ithaca Weston, the Hornets, and the Tigers will all be there on Saturday. First game will begin at 10 o'clock at the Ithaca Ball Field. So that's a look at high school sports today and for the upcoming days. Home Talent Baseball is getting set to start soon. Games this weekend include Ridgeway at Dodgeville, kicking off the league schedule at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. On Sunday, games include the opener for the Arena A's. Arena, a year ago, made it all the way to the section finals, where they lost to Verona, and they will be playing now to start the season at home against Argyle. That'll start at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Another Mother's Day matchup, Wyota at Hollandale, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Belleville, Blanchardville at Scholesburg. Sunday's Verona at Muscadet game has been moved to Saturday, May 30th, at 6 p.m. Games coming up the following Sunday, May 17th, including Muscadet at Wyota, Dodgeville at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Belleville at Ridgeway, and Arena at Blanchardville. Plus, it will be the opener for the Casanova Reds, who will be hosting Cross Plains on Sunday afternoon, May 17th. Speaking of the Reds, they will play a season opener, a non-league game, this Saturday night, starting at 6 o'clock, and they will be hosting the Coon Valley Chaseburg team. The 6 o'clock game will be followed by a community bonfire in celebration of the start of the Casanova Reds' new season. On to the state of Wisconsin scene, where the Brewers claimed a split of their rain-shortened two-game series at St. Louis with a 6-2 victory yesterday. Reliever Aaron Ashby got the win by pitching two hitless innings. Milwaukee won the game by scoring four times in the top of the first inning. Andrew Vaughn's three-run home run was the big blow. Jackson Chirio returned to action by going 6-for-10 in the two games with three doubles. The Brewers are off tonight, then host the Yankees in a weekend series at American Family Field. In other games, the Cubs keep winning 7-6 over Cincinnati, San Diego 5-1 over San Francisco, Pittsburgh 1, Arizona nothing, and the Mets beat Colorado 10-5. In the American League, Tampa Bay 3, Toronto nothing, the Angels 8, White Sox 2, Boston 4-0 over Detroit, Texas 6, the Yankees 1, Cleveland 3-1 over Kansas City. And in interleague play, the Dodgers 12, Houston 2, Seattle 3-1 over Atlanta, Washington 15, Minnesota 2, Philadelphia 6-3 over the Athletics, and Baltimore beat Miami by a score of 7-4. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam says he would like to have Giannis Antetokounmpo's future sorted out before next month's NBA draft. Haslam spoke Wednesday alongside GM John Horst at a news conference introducing Taylor Jenkins as the Bucks coach. Horst spoke about the Bucks' future.
I think it's always holistic. We have to make better decisions at our front office. We have to do things differently as a coaching staff. We have to continue to evolve and grow as a medical group. Like Taylor talked about, and why I'm excited to partner with Taylor, is it's about competing every day. It's about being together. I think we will make improvements in all areas, and we have to. We're not where we want to be right now. We have to get better. So it's about building and getting better.
And new coach Taylor Jenkins talked about joining up with the franchise with or without Giannis.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously we have big, important decisions as a team and organization over the course of the summer. We're going to have great dialogue with all of our players, Giannis included. But that's the belief and trust I have with this group right here. I know the belief and trust that they have in me that we're going to have those appropriate conversations and navigate important decisions for not just now, but the future.
The Bucks have a slim 3% chance of getting the top pick in the lottery before Sunday's 2026 NBA draft. The event gets underway at 2 p.m. Sunday at the McCormick Place Convention Center in Chicago. The Washington Wizards, Indiana Pacers, and Brooklyn Nets have the best odds of winding up with the number one pick, 14% each. The situation could change if Milwaukee decides to trade superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. Team ownership has promised a quick decision on which direction to take. The Badgers shot an air ball when it comes to connecting with a top high school basketball prospect in the state. 6'8" forward Donovan Davis announced the commitment to Iowa State Wednesday at the high school fieldhouse in Freedom. Wisconsin offered him a scholarship in 2024. Davis is rated number 32 overall recruit in the 27 class, according to Rivals.com. New Packer defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon says he's not kidding. He's not bringing a defensive scheme with him to Green Bay. Packers.com reports Gannon has spent his first few months with the team getting to know his players, determining what they are good at, and figuring out all the pieces and how they fit together. He is head coach Matt LaFleur's fourth defensive coordinator in 8 years. That is an update on sports today on a Thursday. I am Phil Nee.